Good morning, Sower Nation. It is Tuesday, September the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And it is Taco Tuesday again, so we've got that to look forward to today. Let's dive right in this morning into this meeting with Jesus, and let's begin with consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled On the Law, the Gospel, and the Religion of Weight Loss. Yeah, this is going to be a fun one. Our text today is Romans chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Hear now the word of the Lord. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when the Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves. Even though they do not have the law, they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them and at other times even defending them. This will take place on the day when God judges people's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Welcome back to Sin Swamp, where today we will be talking about the law. A text like today seems irrelevant and even obtuse to the average 21st century Bible reader. It feels like Paul is dealing with a first century issue we no longer deal with. The truth is, we don't, and yet we do. Just as there is capital S sin and little s sins, so there is the capital L law and all the little l laws. The capital L law, according to Jesus, is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. That's Mark 12. All the little L laws show us examples of what it looks like to break the capital L law. Capital S sin simply means the failure of love. Little s sins are all the ways we do so. The problem is we put all the focus on the little l laws and consequently the little s sins. We must return our focus to the capital L law of love. Only this will shift us out of sin management mode with its endless behavior modification strategies, which is another name for religious legalism. Now let's bring it all together with a practical example. Back in the spring of 2023, I found myself significantly overweight. I had leveled out at a robust 240 pounds. I know I'm getting real here. Yes, that qualified me for an obesity trophy. The charts say I should weigh around 180 pounds, making me 60 pounds overweight. It turns out I had gained about 5 pounds a year for 11 years running. That's how it happens, doesn't it? It's like bankruptcy. It happens very slowly, and then all of a sudden. Over the years, I'd done calorie counting, Weight Watchers, Atkins, Whole30, keto, paleo, Mediterranean diet, intermittent fasting, macro management, diet pills, the Noom app, weight training, 10,000 steps a day, and whatever is next. Still, I remained significantly overweight. I would lose 5 pounds and gain 4 back. I'd lose 10 and gain back 12. Anyone who knows this reality knows how discouraging it can be, not to mention the compromises it brings to our health and wellness. I find that all these programs and approaches have in common a focus on little L laws and little s sins. Don't do this. Reduce that. Measure this. Count that. Calories in, calories out, calorie deficit. Weigh every day. Weigh every week. Weight is just a number. Don't weigh at all. Throw the scale away. Analyze, monitor, track, record, and repeat. Sugar, it's all about sugar. Calories, it's all about calories. Carbohydrates, it's all about carbohydrates. Protein, it's all about protein. And don't forget to rest. Yes, you need to rest. Are you feeling me here? The little L laws and the little S sins. This is an analogy, and I almost forgot. You need to drink a ton of water. The insane thing is that all of it kind of works, and yet none of it really works at all. It is a kind of religion in and of itself. The religion of weight loss. It's just, I think, another form. Well, I won't even go there. I don't want to bring shame on anybody struggling here, okay? If you're feeling shame about your weight, that's not Jesus, okay? Break it off. This is amazing grace, and I'm going to tell you maybe how that works. But all these things, they're just little L laws, aren't they? And they all address little S sins, don't they? More little laws will never get it done. And it's amazing how in focusing on so many things, we miss the one thing. The whole point Paul will make about the law and legalistic religion in Romans and the rest of his letters is that the law is powerless to change people. Let's get a little sneak preview of Romans chapter 8, where he says, "For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." That's Romans 8, 3 and 4. "In those days, I wondered as I wandered, how would I lose this weight?" I remember the day I shared it on the wake-up call on that very day. I sensed the Lord was directing me to Romans chapter 12, verse 1, which says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies full stop, bodies, as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. I decided then and there I would do the one thing I had never really done. I would offer my body to Jesus as a living sacrifice in love for him, in love for myself, in love for my family as an act of getting healthy. I knelt on the floor. And then I sensed the Lord saying to me, lay prostrate, face down on the floor, and stretch out your arms in the shape of the cross. Now, offer your body to me. I did it. I didn't feel anything, but I did it. It was an act of will. It was a decisive act of will. It wasn't filled with earnestness, just directness. I didn't feel anything, but in the days and weeks and months following, the miracle began to happen. It's a big story. I'd love to tell you sometime, but the long and short of it is that over the next 3 years, really two, I lost 40 of those 60 pounds. On that day, I shifted from dieting to offering, and everything changed. Let's pray. Jesus, we belong to you. Yes, Jesus, I belong to you. Jesus, you are the gospel. I find myself wanting to throw off all the rules and regulations and simply abandon myself to you, to be embraced by you, to receive freedom from you, to behold you. Yes, to love you with everything I've got, even my body, maybe especially my body. Something tells me this deeper love of you is the way to the deepest practical life change. I can't quite grasp it, but I'm beginning to get it. I'm praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. The journal prompts today, how are you sifting through what I'm trying to sort out here? Does my use of the weight problem analogy inspire you or infuriate you? Could Jesus have something to do with bodily health? What if he has everything to do with it? Wow. Well, we're going to sing here with Dad. He's here today, so we'll hand it over now. Hey, everybody. Look who's back. We've got our favorite worship leader here today with us, John David Waltz Sr.
Amen.
And tell them what we're singing today, Dad.
Okay, we're going to sing a few songs, starting out with Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, one that you all know. So you can join in with us.
Tell them the page.
Page 570 in this.
This hymnal.
Yeah, in this.
Great Redeemer's Praise.
Right, 570 in our Great Redeemer's Praise.
So, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, is Fanny Crosby hymn. And, you know, we're just, as we're getting here early into Romans, it's something how You can just get the Bible open and it can lead you in a thousand different things to focus on.
I know.
And it can get you confused and you can get discouraged and you can be like, I don't even understand all this book, but there's a key to it. There's one focus that'll open up the whole rest of it. What is it?
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
It's Jesus. If we can come through the door of Jesus, the person of Jesus, he'll open up the whole thing to
us. It'll be downhill then.
It's downhill. That's right. The wind will all of a sudden get at your back. And so that's the story, really, of the Bible. And everybody's just trying to get it right. They're trying to follow all the rules. They're getting weighted down by lots of religious burdens. And you know what he comes along and says? Come to me.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me. I'll help you. I'll make it easier. You take my yoke upon you. And I'm going to show you how this was made to be. Let's sing. You ready?
All right.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture never left on my sight. Angels descending, cling from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Last verse.
Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
That's it, isn't it?
Amen. That's it.
If we get our eyes on him,
we nailed it.
He'll take care of everything else.
That's all it takes.
That's why he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things. He's like, I'll line them up. And today, you know, I was talking about losing weight and how hard that can be. Because we're focused on this diet and that exercise and that thing we need to do. And I'm just thinking, what if we could just offer our body to Jesus as a living sacrifice and say, Jesus, you just take over. You give me the plan. You show me the way. I know, maybe it's complicated. There's lots of sickness that people are carrying. I want to break off any shame anybody feels today. But I do want to invite you to that exercise that he led me in those years ago. I keep refreshing it. I get down on the floor. I lay flat on my face. I stretch out my arms like the cross, and I say, Jesus, this body is your body. I'm stretching it out on the cross because you stretched out your body on the cross. So fill my life with your life. Fill my brokenness with your wholeness.
Amen.
He does it. Blessed assurance.
Jesus is mine, yours. Well, it's time to get out on the field today. We're going to see a lot of people need encouraging, need blessing, need lifted up. So for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt. And
we'll see you
on the field.
On the field. All day long. All day long.